Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. China is an interesting place to teach parenting. For example, the collision between traditional Chinese culture and the one-child policy has resulted in a shortage of young women. Men traditionally bear the responsibility for taking care of aging parents, so many families in the past few generations have preferred male children. Nowadays, young women can afford to be extremely picky about who they marry, and most prefer a young man who is, as they say, house and car equipped. Parents' expectations for their children are also pretty clear. Children are expected to get excellent grades, to get into a good college, earn money, marry an appropriate partner, and produce grandchildren. And for a lot of children and young adults, the weight of these expectations is not inspiring or encouraging. It's a burden that leads to discouragement and anxiety. The culture here in the U.S. may be a bit different, but the pressure of parental expectations is often just the same. Sometimes what parents see as encouragement, children experience as pressure, even disappointment. Here's what I mean. There's an old story, possibly apocryphal, that NFL quarterback Vinny Testaverde's father put a toy football into his crib when he was just an infant, and that from an early age he was taught to focus on football. Tiger Woods' dad had him hitting golf balls on the Johnny Carson show when he was just a toddler. Obviously, things worked out reasonably well for Vinny Testaverde and Tiger Woods. But what about the thousands of children whose dreams don't match those of their parents? What about the quiet, introspective girl whose mother dreams of having an outgoing cheerleader? It's a wonderful thing to offer opportunities to learn and explore to children, and early in life, most kids are interested in all sorts of things. But as time goes by, most children begin to express preferences for certain activities. Their own temperament and talents begin to shine through. And that can be disappointing to parents whose hopes and expectations may be very different. Remember, the primary human need is for connection, for a strong sense of belonging and significance that has nothing to do with achievement or behavior. All human beings, not just young ones, need to feel that they're wanted and welcomed unconditionally, and that they can make a contribution to their world. Real love for your child means finding ways to encourage and nurture the person he truly is, not the person you hoped he would become. Love may mean learning to appreciate something you had no interest in before, or spending time in the bleachers rather than the dance studio. But encouragement that comes from the heart is one of the greatest gifts you will ever give your child. What are your expectations? Do they encourage or stifle your child's true self? For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.